I think it's possible to understand this painting, New York Number 2, as an abstract evocation of a nocturnal cityscape.
The industrial forms and futuristic feel of Romanian-born Hedda Stern's painting are a nod to her European surrealist roots. Kelly Baum, Cynthia Hazen-Polsky, and Leon Polsky, curator of contemporary art.
What we see might very well be the moon rising over Manhattan, over an elevated subway line, over a highway at night. And the bits of light that appear towards the bottom of the canvas, perhaps those are street lamps, perhaps they represent the headlights of cars. It's an abstract painting that expresses a love for the architecture and infrastructure of the city.
The abstract expressionist movement grew, in part, out of surrealism, influenced by the many European surrealists who immigrated to the U.S. before, during, and after the Second World War. In a 1981 interview, Stern described how her own artistic practice was affected after arriving in the U.S. in 1941.
When I came here, I became totally enthralled visually with the United States. So I became like a premature pop art because I started painting my kitchen stove, the bathroom appliances, everything where I lived. And then I went out and I painted Ford cars and the elevated. And then it gradually became more and more and more abstract. I would start from an agricultural machine, but it was very attractive. I would start from the structure of the bridges of New York. They were very, very abstracted.